We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Wednesday edition of the Stay Cashin' Show. Today we got NBA bets, MLB bets, golf bets, hockey bets. Bill's going to get naked and run around his basement, and Evan's going to show you his six pack all in one show. We have Aber coming on. We have Price Wallace coming on. We're ready to smash it. Evan, how are your abs looking? I know I called you at the gym today.
They're doing great. They're doing great.
Yeah, little, they're good.
Trying to get the summer bod in shape, you know.
I mean, yeah, you got some time. It's only May. What time do the youngins need to get their summer bod in shape now?
Oh, a month and a half ago.
It's, oh, really?
You're too late now.
Yeah.
When I was working out all the time, it was already happened. You're there.
Yeah. You gotta start early.
Would have been driving down the road today with my shirt off.
Yeah, see, when I was your age, I just was a natural genetic freak. So while you guys were in the gym, I just looked beautiful with this face and this cock. I didn't need to work on my muscles, you know? So never, I just stayed in summer bod. That's pretty much how it worked. So Bill, how was yesterday?
Pretty good. I went to a store, you know, I did some stuff around the house. Sure. Took Jenna for a walk. It was nice outside.
That's good. That's exactly what I meant.
Oh, well, what did you mean?
I meant, how'd your bets go?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, like what I did during the day.
Yeah, that's what I cared about. Are you taking your dog to the store?
I mean, listen, we put out Jimmy Butler. So that he had like six steals or five steals or some crap like that. And then Stanton only had one hit, so that didn't cash. Mm-hmm. And then our parlay. So let's talk about the parlay. If you paid for us, we lost the parlay because Cardinals didn't score 1.5 runs in that first game. The Mets whooped them. But if you were a member of 4 Deep, we chopped the Cardinals off, re-put in the parlay, and it hit. And then me and you pretty much smashed live betting throughout the night.
That's right. Yeah. I won about like 50 units yesterday. And again, I was 4-2 on the free bets. But if you were I know where you're about to go, Evan. If you were a subscriber, I think I won 24 bets last night.
Yeah, you would
maybe 25. Literally.
My night started off awful. Like,
you were ready to fucking jump off a bridge.
I wanted to kill someone.
Yeah.
And then it just started hitting.
Yeah.
Hold on. Like, give me a second. Keep talking.
Go get it. Yeah. I went absolutely batshit nuclear. We were just pounding the fucking Rockies game. 17 runs in the first six innings. First inning, second inning, Rockies to score a run. Yankees won 20 units on the Yankee game, only on two innings worth of bets. Bet the top three in the lineup for the Yankees to score a run when we saw 1-2-3 was coming up. We max bet that, and we had back-to-back hits, plus 275, hit that. And then in the fifth inning, the top of the lineup came up again. We made the same bet, plus 170, and we hit the fucking other thing after that. So we picked our spots last night and absolutely fucking skull-fucked it. I've basically changed my strategy where I'm focusing on one or two games and just sprinkling some other stuff in, and it's been working phenomenal. So if you guys are going to come on board, now is the time. We are absolutely white hot. You definitely want to get on board right now, ASAP. When these hot streaks, when I fall into the matrix, it could go on for a month. So, I was in the opposite matrix for about 3 weeks. So I'm due for a regression back to the mean. So, this is going to be a fun next few weeks that we're doing here. The game of the day, the G-spot game of the day today actually isn't even a baseball game. It's a basketball game. So I was up till about 3:30 analyzing this Warriors game. So depending on the likes, I will see how many bets of this I'm going to give out. I have about 7 that I love on this basketball game alone. So we're at 50 likes, so now you're going to get one. Let's see if we can get that up. We got to get it to 100 to get the full reel. But Evan, I saw you shaking your head. Our fucking buddy's back, huh?
Yeah, he's back and better than ever, a guy on Twitter. Talking all that shit. We can't pick a side, but we'll give you plus money props every night that we hit most of those.
Dude, we hit a plus 750 last night that I put out, which was over half a run in the first inning, second inning, third inning, and fourth inning of the Colorado game. Mm-hmm. Plus 750. Bang, 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 bang. Hit it. Night Ghost hit a plus 1,200 on hockey props last night. Panthers didn't win. The free bet didn't win. Dude hit a plus 1,200 on his hockey prop. So we're always providing this fucking kid on Twitter. I mean, it's just like I can't even ignore him because he's so stupid that he's good to make an example out of.
I love him.
You know, like I like him. Right. Like he serves his foil. He allowed me to post my screenshot today. So I love
him. Sit over here and hang out.
Yeah. I mean, like he's so stupid that it's phenomenal and he thinks he's like a really sharp gambler. His argument was, why are you betting all this weird shit? Why don't you ever bet just sides and totals? Let me explain to you why. Because those are the shittiest bets in America. And if all of our subscribers and viewers actually had MGM, Bet365, FanDuel, and all those, I don't think we'd put in a single side, Bill, ever. The only reason we give those out here is because that's what most of you are casual. If you were serious, you'd be signed up already. So for the casual bettor, they like to know, I'm going to bet the Yankees and I'm parlay with the Rays. Like, that's what they like. The best bets with the most edges are not those bets. The whole country's betting those bets. So those are the sharpest lines. The easiest bets are Colorado, San Fran for the last fucking 2 days. Each team to score one run in the first three innings. The live betting opportunities when a team's up 5-0 with the bases loaded in the first inning and Bill's like, hit the team total over 8.5. And literally one grand slam later and it's a winner. Those are the bets that professionals and that you should be hitting. That's what we do here. The sides and totals, fucking go get that shit for free on the internet. I mean, we do it, but that's more because you're casual.
I just got one right before the show. Tampa Bay had bases loaded in the first. It was 0-0. MGM put out 2+ runs in that inning, -165. I'm like, one hit. Three outs, you're going to score. -165, I'll take a shot. And they ended up scoring like three runs. So, right. You know, those are opportunities. And I told everyone today, I might not put out any pregame bets. I might just do everything live today.
Right.
There's a few afternoon games, some other stuff late. It's because then I get pissed off. And I tweet yesterday that Aroldis Chapman owes me my bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for him to honor up to it. And
sounds
if
fair.
He wants to go in half with Joey Gallo, that's fine because he sucks too.
Mm-hmm.
So Chapman and Gallo, if you'd like to pay for my bet yesterday, I put my Cash App out. Please, I tweeted you. Get back to me. And
you're -1.5 they got blown?
Yep. Oh, own up to your shortcomings because that was ridiculous. Chapman, you suck.
Yes, he does suck.
And until you start pitching better, I'm not going to say that you're good.
Okay, every and that's going to hurt us.
Every time.
He needs that affirmation from you.
Every time that he comes into the game, he gives up a run.
Yeah.
Every fucking time. Doesn't matter what is going on. He could be up 7-3. He comes in, home run. 7-4, Yankees win 7-4. Yesterday, 5-3, whatever it was, comes in, gives up a run. Like, he sucks. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And Gallo, this guy's just garbage. Guy fucking lost out there.
No, he's
see the first inning of that game yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before when he dropped the pop-up off his glove?
Dude, he's
like, what are you doing? He laid up for that other one. Well, we got a couple run lead. Let me not dive. Dive! You stupid fuck!
Dive, Gallo. Dive, says Bill Rupp.
Stop striking out!
Yeah, stop striking out, too. So, to give you a good example, and then we'll move on to some bets and some headlines and stuff like that. But to give you a good example of how weak the live lines are in certain situations, the Yankee game I talked about where we cherry picked two spots yesterday, right? So they had the Yankees to score a run +170 in the third inning coming up. So we were literally in the voice chat or in the chat. We usually do it in the voice chat, monitoring. Okay, we need the 9 batter to get out. If the 9 batter gets out, we're hitting this immediately. Because that means 1-2-3 is coming up for the Yankees next inning. If they get 2 more hits, we're going to lose Judge, and then we're not going to bet it. So we're planning the thing ahead. And then when it happens, the funny difference is to show you the difference between how weak these live lines are. If it's 7-8-9 coming up for the Yankees, they're +190. If it's 2-3-4, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, they're +170. It's only like 20 cents difference on the line. But you're getting the 3 shittiest hitters on the team or the 3 of the best hitters in all of baseball. And this is where the edges are because the algorithm can't adjust that fast like they can setting up before a game even starting. So that's what we pride ourselves on. That's where we make the most of our money. And if it wasn't for a lot of our subscribers and fans needing, you know, I want to put 3 bets in and then go watch the kids and ignore baseball for 5 hours, we probably wouldn't do them at all. So, anyway, that was your live betting lesson of the day.
What do you think about the Yankees today?
I love him. I love it.
Jordan Lyles has pitched against him twice already this year. The Yankees lit him up one game for six earned runs. And then the other game, he only lit up one earned run.
Yeah, but you know me. I think Jordan Lyles is like the worst pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, I think Judge is just on fire. Stanton swinging the bat great. I mean, those two right now.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have some Yankee bets out today for sure. There's no reason not to to attack this team. Baltimore's falling off a cliff. And
yeah, sorry, Rackets. I mean, it might be like to the point of the season where they may lose like
they could lose 12 in
15 in a row, 12 in a row. You know, I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be bad for them. They're about to nosedive, and we're take advantage of it. So yeah, we get to the baseball. I definitely will have some Yankees bets. We're definitely going to have some bets on the basketball games. Do we have any headlines to speak of, gentlemen?
Yeah, the first headline is that we have 122 people in here and only 66 likes. So
I'm just wondering if everyone broke their fingers 2 weeks ago. Like, I don't, because there's not 124 people watching, by the way. That's just how many are watching right now. There's if you notice, when we go final, there's 400, 500. Like, there's people that come in and out and don't stay for the whole 60 minutes. So that number is actually double. Like, why can't you click a fucking button? How hard is it to click a fucking button, Bill?
I clicked it.
I mean,
did you click it?
I just don't understand. You don't hate us because you're watching.
Did you?
You click can't even it? Say you don't like us because you wouldn't be here.
Did you click it?
Yes, I have. I fucking black thumb up right now. Okay. I just don't understand why every day we have to tell these trash babies to fucking do this. Click a fucking button. We will entertain you for an hour for free. Not run any ads. Not do any sponsors. Not basically just fucking sit here and talk to you for an hour straight. All we need you to do is that. That's it. Just that. Like, and you see how we're up from 60 to 80 in one lecture? I shouldn't have to lecture. We appreciate the 20 of you that did it. I shouldn't have to fucking tell you every day. My God. So stupid of it.
And we can sweeten the pot a little bit if we, you know, want to give a free week or two away.
Well, I am. I plan on giving 2 free weeks away today. Like, just hit a fucking button, you fucking idiots. God forbid you retweet the show or promote it outside of here. I'm not even asking for that. I know that's hitting 2 buttons. I would never ask you to do that. But fucking just hit a button, please. Hit a button and we'll give you winners. How about that? So what other headlines, Evan?
So apparently I missed something the other day. Drew Brees is out as an analyst because he's contemplating coming back to play in the NFL.
Why?
He had no arm when he left. I mean, that's okay.
I True. Mean, that you know what, Tommy? That's just how bad, quarterbacking is right now.
He could start in this league right now.
He would start
right now.
It's just how bad some of these guys are. I mean, listen, I like the guy. I thought he was going to be good, but Tua is starting, and he's fucking. His arm is like. I mean, I might be able to throw the football further than Tua.
Tua is complete trash. Yeah.
It's insane.
The best was the Dolphins fucking promo video that they put out of Tua, like, throwing the ball down the field to Tyreek Hill. And in the promo video, to try and say, first of all, Tua had no pads on.
No pads.
So, I mean, you could throw the ball 20 yards further with no pads on than you can with pads, probably. And it was a duck. You watched it wobbling, and Tyreek Hill had to come back. It looked like he was catching a punt. He had to come back to catch the ball.
Why
like,
would you put that out?
Because that was the best throw of the practice.
There was
that's how bad he is.
There's speculation that they fired their social media person because after that video had surfaced, there was like a job posting for a social media guy.
I mean, they should fire their quarterback is what they should do. I mean, like,
that's fair.
I mean, but yeah, you're right, Bill. There's so many bad quarterbacks in this league. Every quarterback fucking sucks that, you know, Drew Brees could probably walk in right now without a training camp and be better than half.
I mean, and then you get like these guys are, Cousins gets like a 1 year extension every year. And you can't
Cousins is making like fucking $40 million a year
now. You can't build a team like that either. You can't you can't have your quarterback making all that stupid money and you don't have enough for our players.
I mean, I think right now what's going on is that Drew Brees sees what these fucking average quarterbacks are making and saying, I left 2 years too early when Kirk Cousins signed in a $40 million deal. You know, he's probably saying, let me go grab him.
His team, well, I mean, they signed the guy they signed to replace him. It doesn't even play quarterback.
Yeah.
It's for $200 million.
Yeah.
Pay some hell out of your fucking bazillion dollars to be a tight end playing quarterback. Yeah.
So there you go.
Listen, that's fucking, it's a mess. But good for you, Drew. Get back. Evan, any other headlines?
Really another slow news day, but apparently this is making news. It's big enough that the PGA Championship is charging $18 for a beer. And we have some golfers who are upset about that.
$18 for a beer?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who exactly it was that was upset.
I mean, how do you even, like, how do you even get away with that?
Well, Tommy, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous, bro. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's, yeah.
I mean, listen, I've spent my whole life in fucking, like, upscale lounges, rooftops, New York City clubs. Like, I've never seen $18 like that, baseball games, anything. Like, that's insanity.
Yeah. Justin Thomas is very upset about that, apparently.
Good. At least someone fucking is.
Weren't you the one who told me yesterday that Tariq Cohen tore his Achilles also?
Yeah, I think Tariq Cohen's done.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, he's the most underutilized guy in the NFL anyway.
Yeah, big loss for them.
Really, yeah. They never used him well enough.
What about Eovaldi yesterday?
What about him?
Fucking left him out there to give up 5 home runs.
I don't know. I don't know how. I mean,
Tommy, after the third, maybe you want to just get the guy out.
Like they did that with McGill too, a week ago, where he gave up 5 and they left him out there to give up 8.
But no, not even like they're smacking him. 5 home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So after 3, you're like, oh, okay. 4, you're like, well, leave him out. So what's the difference now that it's 5, you're going to pull him?
Yeah, might as well let him die on the branch if you're going to do that at that point.
I mean, that team has no – their pitching is god-awful. They ran into luck last year with that pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really all you could say, right?
Yeah. It was smoke and mirrors. They weren't supposed to be that good.
They got like 2 or 3 guys. Like their main hitters are all batting like .300.
Yeah.
Right? Devers, Bogarts, Martinez, they're all around. They're all over .300, I believe.
Yep.
All having great years. And then you got the trash bag Story batting. I think he's just brought his average above 200. 202 home runs, I think he has.
Yeah, he's been absolutely terrible. He's going to turn around, though. You're going to see Story and Max Muncy and these guys. These are guys to keep your eye on. The guys that actually are really, really bad. Like I think you pointed out, Bill, the other day that Max Muncy was batting. Max Muncy's batting like 150 or something like that. So these are guys to keep your eye on because once I know Story had a big hit the other day, finally. Once you see these guys put together a good 2 or 3 days, they're going to have a great month. They're going to bat 400 for a month with 10 home runs. So keep your eye on that. Same thing with gambling, right? Like I had one of my worst gambling streaks over the last few weeks. So I know I'm due for a fucking meteoric fucking abomination domination to get back to the mean. Same thing in anything in life. When things get really, really bad, they usually turn and get really, really good. So keep your eye on guys like Story, Muncy, and them, especially for DFS.
What do you think about the U.S. women's national soccer team now getting equal pay for compared to the men?
I think for them, it's the only sport that I say it's fine.
I am total agreeance.
WNBA is trash. Like all these other sports are trash shit. The women's soccer is the one. I'd rather watch women's soccer.
I was listening to the story this morning on one of the shows, and they were saying that, this opens up the window for all women's sports to get paid like men. What?
Yeah.
That's like the best team in the fucking world, like mm-hmm. for years. I mean, come on. Like you can't even compare like anything else to that. That's the only team that I see that should be getting equal pay for women. That's it.
Right.
Only one, hands down.
Right.
And I'm not happy for them because they deserve it. Right. Sure. I mean, they've dominated soccer for how many years now?
Yeah.
I've been killing them in betting. I mean, for years. So
yeah.
Congrats to them.
Yeah. And Derek made a good point in the chat. Derek said, then this site isn't for me for live. I have to get up for 1 a.m. at work. I go to bed at 6 p.m. Listen, some people have those schedules. I know my brother has a schedule similar to that, not 6 p.m., but like 10 p.m. and he's got to wake up at 2 and he works his naps in and stuff. I mean, listen, I wouldn't even say the site. I would say the site probably isn't for you. I'm going to be honest. I'd love to have you here as a subscriber. But I mean, you'll have enough if you're just a casual bettor. Then you probably don't care if you want to throw some stuff in at 5:30 when the plays come out and then just let them ride. That's fine. I'm just assuming you won't get really mad if you're not winning as much as everyone else. But the reality is gambling probably really isn't for anyone who has that schedule to begin with, because you can't even hedge.
I worked for 6 years on the 2 to 10 shift at the jail, 2 to 10. I basically didn't gamble.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably not.
You can't. There's really nothing you can do. Like,
listen, I'm not going to
put in a couple bets here and there, and you can't check.
Yeah, if you want to fuck around on the weekends and stuff like that. I mean, listen, the site's $27 for 7 days. Me and Bill were talking about it last night. It should be $50 to $150 a day. You know, there's people charging $150 per pick. So even if you just got it and you just used it on the weekend.
On the weekend.
NASCAR alone, you'll make your $27 back. Golf and NASCAR, you'll be fine. Like, you won't even need it.
Everything happens anyway. I mean, like we said, the golf is finishing up. We got NASCAR. When baseball's, everybody's playing.
Right. I'll tell you. I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell you that's, it's probably not for you. You know, like, it sucks. Love to have you. But, you know, not going to lie to you.
I mean, I don't want to say it either, but there's other sites that will send you like 3 picks in the morning and then send you 3 more picks the next day in the morning. Maybe that's for you. I mean, but that's not us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just not what we do. Mr. Wallace, how are you doing, Goat?
What's going on? I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Would you pay $18 for a beer?
No.
Have you heard about this that everyone was talking about?
Yeah, I saw that, and then Brooks Koepka, who's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, said, well, it's a tall boy, guys, so drink a couple, it won't matter what it costs.
Yeah, maybe if we had Brooks Koepka money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
So what do you think about this whole Phil Mickelson thing?
You heard about what's going on with him?
So he just a bad interview with that Golf Writer Shipnuck, where he talked about how everyone's scared shitless of the Saudis, just destroyed all his credibility. He's now not really allowed to play on tour. But he's still going to go over to the Greg Norman tour. He's done with the PGA.
Do you think it has anything to do with the gambling story that came out, that he lost $40 million?
Yes, where he lost $40 million over like 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
Well, there was a story like 5 years ago about the Masters. They weren't going to let him play because he would always gamble every round he plays. And one of the club pros on the practice days before the Masters, he was into him for like $550,000 and wasn't going to pay him. And so Augusta National said, if you don't square your bet, you can't play. So he's always been like this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he has gambling. He put up a gambling tournament against Tiger when they were, like, doing hole for hole, bro. I mean, like, this is what the guy does.
Yep.
But it sucks, though. It sucks for the event, not having the current champion there. He's a big draw. I like to see him, like, regardless of who he is. I like to see him. Mm-hmm. I would like to see him. It was exciting to see him last year win it. He only has one more major, right? Did he have to win? US Open or something? To complete, like, the...
Yeah, I think we're kind of done seeing him on the PGA Tour, though.
Yeah,
sucks, but
he's going to go get his 8-9 figures and go play over in the Saudi events.
I wouldn't be surprised right now, because they've been talking about this. There's been rumors about it in all the sports. I mean, not just the XFL compared to the NFL, but they've been talking about a secondary golf league. You know, like another, like, he could be the guy. He's the thing they need, right? Like, anyone who does want to start a competing.
So he was supposed to be.
What?
So until his interview where he popped off about everyone scared shitless of the Saudis because they murdered a reporter a couple of years ago, he was going to be the face of it.
Right.
They offered Bryson $100 million.
They offered Jack Nicklaus $100 million too.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get everybody over there.
Yeah. Greg Norman was, I guess, the one who said yes.
But what they need to do is attack the young people who don't have money.
Right. Well, yeah, so I think you need
after them, and then you go after people like Phil who are broke. Yeah, right. Nice combo.
You need the figurehead, right? Like, you need the face. So without Phil, there is no league, because no one's going to go to see, you know, guys like that. But yeah, once you get a Phil, especially someone who can relate to the younger audience, you could start doing some more fun stuff, make it easier to track. Let us watch all the holes, get a TV deal where you could watch it from start to finish, and put GoPros on these guys and fucking, you know, make it fun, you know, spice it up a little. I think it's a great idea. Let me just answer one thing from the chat. Evan, did the raffle start? What do they need to do in the chat if they're not looking?
Yeah, I put it live. We're over 100 likes right now. So if you want a chance to win a free week, you have to type !! No spaces.
Okay, exclamation point free. So any of you that aren't in the chat, go in the chat right now. Just write exclamation point free, and then it'll enter you into the StreamBot raffle. And then another question that was in there before about live betting at four deep. No, you don't need to be in the chat to get the live bets. That's a total misconception. We get it on Twitter. That's completely wrong. You could literally turn on notifications on your phone, on your Discord app, and you will be notified. Whenever we put the live bet out, we write at everyone. And you could turn on so you get notified whenever an at everyone comes out, and it'll just pop up on your phone. You could even, I think, turn notifications on to specific hashtags.
Yes.
If you want, right? So if you just want golf, you could literally just turn the notifications on to Price Wallace. And then every time he posts it, or if you just want to follow me because you think Bill's stupid, I'm with you. A lot of our subscribers agree. You could do that. So yeah, you don't have to be there. That's a misconception. Just because we're betting live doesn't mean you need to be in there fucking chatting and talking. You could do it from the bathroom or at a fucking wedding. All right, Price, talk to us about this tournament.
All right, so we get to our second major of the year, the PGA Championship. So it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Southern Hills, which hosted it in 2007. It's a fucking beast of a course. It's 7,500 yards. It's only par 70. Both par fives are like 650 yards. Three of the par threes are over 225 yards, so it's super long. Last time it was played, Tiger Woods won, so I'm sure some of the dipshits in chat are going to talk about how we're going to see him again when
Bill,
just like Masters, it's not going to happen. But Bill, unlike most events, it's kind of spread out on where your second shot comes from, but it's very much a second shot course. They kind of tightened up around the greens, so it rolls off. So around the green game is super important. A lot of bunkers. There's water on 15 holes. So they renovated the course since it was last played there. And then it was in March when I told everybody who was in the Discord to go ahead and put a future on Scottie Scheffler, because he was on record saying this is his favorite golf course anywhere in the world. And then last week in the Spectrum, he came out and shot 6 under, just dicking around. So
right,
should be another good week. Phenomenal field. So I'm ready for it, you know.
Scotty right. Scheffler is a great name.
Yeah.
Like Scotty Scheffler.
You know, IE instead perfect, of Y.
Perfect golf name, or like batting, like baseball. Now batting, Scotty Scheffler.
I think because you're thinking about it, it reminds you of Scott Schebler from the Reds back in the day. Yeah, no, Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler does sound like a golfer's name.
Yeah.
Sure. Dude, Heffler. Bill, fucking Patrick Beverley's on another show. Like literally. Oh. Patrick Beverley got hot on ESPN because they get
all
no traction.
He's on there now.
They get no traction anywhere. JJ Redick is actually giving him a little buzz by fucking being crazy. They bring Beverley on the other day. He gets in a fight. He's literally on every show every day. Fucking, they're just like, oh my God, we found something people like finally. And they're just jamming him down
they're
everyone's
beating
throat.
The shit out of him.
I mean, the worst channel, the worst people. Like, I'm already sick of Patrick Beverley and I love him. All right, Price. So what are we looking at here for the course? Are we looking at to win? What matchups we like? What top tens we like?
So we already have the Scheffler at 25-1. He's now only a 12-1.
Okay. Nice. Wow.
So I don't really want to dive into anybody else who's that low, you know, because it's not really worth it when you have the number one player in the world at those odds. Kane Smith at 22-1 is another good one.
Okay.
I mean, we have him and Scheffler at the Masters. So those two, I mean, they're going to be competing in pretty much every major going forward. A long shot I like is Jason Kokrak. He's 125-1.
Okay, hold on. That's first round leader, Evan. I'll let you know. Okay, so you have him first round leader too?
Yes.
Okay.
So tomorrow with the first round, I want to ask Price, it's going to be some weather there, right?
Yes. So I put all these out last night.
The guys teeing off later might have a better advantage, correct?
It'll be the other way.
Oh, if the guys earlier will have an advantage?
It's supposed to be kind of break even tomorrow and then bad weather Friday. But the wind picks up about 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. And then somehow the wind stays picked up Friday morning and then dies off in the afternoon. So
I mean, you'd rather it have that way at least, right? At least it's fair. You know, because that's the guys who tee off late, tee off early the next day, right?
Yeah, but they still have the wind. The other guys.
Oh, so that's right. It's the opposite, early, right? So they're going to get fucked. Really they're going to get the wind weird. On both sides. Wow.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's a huge disadvantage. All
and right. There's also a cold front coming in Friday with possible hail and like 50, 60 mile an hour winds. So it's looking like we have another Players Championship where it's just bullshit weather. You have to try and navigate through on the weekend. But on Sunday, it's supposed to clear up. It's supposed to be 75 degrees and 5 mile-an-hour winds. So Sunday should be perfect.
So many weather questions coming your way this weekend. I'm sure you're so excited. Meteorologist Wallace.
Oh, fucking excited.
You're so excited. I know you are. All right. So you got Berger to win plus 6,600 on here. Do you like that better than what, for the people that couldn't get Scheffler plus 2,500, should they take Scheffler at 1,200?
I mean, no, I wouldn't. No value. Because he's on the bad end of the weather draw. And the value's just not there. Like, the reason Berger's on there, because he shouldn't be 66-1.
Right. Okay.
Berger should be in the 30s.
Okay. So you just like the value on that. Yeah. And keep in mind, guys, when we give these out, the Stay Cash and Golf Picks, Price usually gives out like 4 or 5 guys for like the first round leader for the tournament, like everyone does. Some of them are 150-1, 200-1, right? And we're just throwing a couple on here for the sheet for you that we think are value. So don't go just take your money and stick it on Berger to win plus 6,600. Like, pay the $27, you trash baby, and sign up and get the whole fucking format. We're just trying to give you a little sprinkle of everything on here. So I know people always complain, you guys are bragging about your golf and that guy wasn't on Stay Cash. I think we're going to give you everything on here. No, we'll give you a couple. Give you a couple values.
But... Oh, did you see it was Saturday where I did my 5-3 balls and round robin it. It paid out like 280 units off of 5.5. And I had two guys lose who had 4 shots lead with 8 holes to go.
Oh my God. Everybody else hit. Oh my God.
I had people telling me, hey, I'm going to pay off my cars. I'm going to buy.
Yeah, everyone's like, they already have that money spent. I know our subscriber base. Once someone has a lead, it's over and they've won. And when someone's behind, that's all they talk about. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, it was super aggravating. And 3 of them hit and it still made like 10 units off 3 people.
Oh my God, dude. That would have been insane. What about top 10s and top 20s here? What do you like?
So top 10 would be Shane Lowry at 3-1. Okay. He has played phenomenal this year. He has 3 or back-to-back third place finishes. He also did great in the Masters, last year's PGA. He's just a guy who does well, and he also plays very well in the wind.
Yeah, he's one of the best weather players on tour, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a long shot for top 20 I really like is Lanto Griffin. He rates out pretty well. Lancho? And a lot of guys – Lanto. So he's 6-1 to top 20. He rates out about 35th for me, but there's a lot of guys ahead of him who had the bad end of the weather draw. So just kind of playing the odds there. You know, 6-1 on a guy who should finish top 35 anyways.
My favorite odds on that. My favorite thing is when I used to play a lot of DFS golf and fucking, you know, heavy thousands, you know, a day. And then I would play the weather, and then all of a sudden the weather would change in the morning. And then my whole lineup's on the shit side, and I just went 10.
That happened at the Players. So Jerry and I talked about it all week, wondering about the weather, because we did it at the Players where we switched everything, attacked the weather draw, and then it got so bad they fucking halted play.
Yeah, and then so all the guys sudden played the next day, and those guys are playing in 75 and sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw it. I don't even – that shit gives me nightmares. That shit gives me nightmares. Because that's the thing you don't anticipate, right? You don't anticipate the cancellation. Where now they play on the beautiful Saturday instead of the less rainy Friday. Yeah. So be careful. Another reason why you need to
say.
Go.
I had someone here messaged me about the DFS side. It's $17 a week.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if you saw Hoffman's post, just the weekend in DFS, he made like $3,000 on Showdown.
And Hoffman doesn't play that big. He plays like $1,500 bucks, you know.
Well, he paid the last 3 seconds. That little fuck.
What'd you say?
He played like a $200 tournament.
Yeah, I mean, he's scaling up. I mean, everyone's scaling up.
Yeah, he dominated it.
DFS side's killing.
The last 3 Saturdays, I've made like $30,000 in Showdown.
I mean, listen.
Just in round 3.
People just need to get involved here. They just need to get involved. Give me some head-to-heads. Give me some even money plays.
So I had a couple full tournaments. Webb Simpson over Patrick Reed at minus 125. Mm-hmm. Simpson rates out fantastic for me, whereas Reed does not. And then I really like Rory McIlroy over Victor Hovland this week. They're pretty similar, but Hovland has this god-awful short game, and this is a course where you're going to miss the green a lot.
Right.
So if you can't chip and save par, In theory, it should. And then I had another one in there. I'm kind of flipping on it because of the weather, because Fitzpatrick and Young are pretty similar. So I might just scratch that one completely.
Which one is that?
I really like Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick over Cameron Young.
Okay.
Just because Fitzpatrick he's like Lowry. The weather isn't a huge deal for him, and he's great at grinding up pars. But if you get Cam Young in easy weather against a guy who has to grind out pars, it's not really worth the juice on that one, you know?
All right, let me give out a play real quick. Those of you that aren't subscribed, you have Milwaukee right now. I'm just keeping an eye on it. They're down 4-2, first and second, 1-2 count, bottom of the fourth. You can hit Milwaukee plus 240 right now. I actually kind of like that. I like the 1.5 too, however you want to play it. But I like the 240 on Milwaukee. I think Burns gets it together and they come back and win this game, if you want to play that. Sorry to cut you off, Bryce. All right, so is that it for the golf? That was it? We canceled the Fitzpatrick?
I have Max Fried today, so.
Oh, do you? All right.
So that is good enough.
Yeah. We'll just get the runs in the seventh. Yeah. We actually just got a strikeout.
I will say, I think it's Pablo Lopez at 5.5 strikeouts tonight is pretty tempting against the Nationals.
That's my boy. I love Pablo. I used to bet him all the time. So Lopez, that's what you like later?
Yeah, I was looking at the Bueller Lopez because a couple of guys, their totals are really high. Like Garrett Cole, he has to get to 9, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I mean, it's the Orioles. They suck.
We were talking about it.
It's also Garrett Cole. He doesn't get his spider tack. He's not going to get there.
I said it on the show yesterday. I said McClanahan's going to deal. He's going to fucking run through the Tigers. I didn't even give it to the subscribers. I ended up not putting it out to the subscribers, the 7.5 strikeouts, because I went into it and I'm like, you know what? I finished at 7, and I'm getting trolled on Twitter. I'm like, yeah. The subscribers didn't get it. I didn't put it out officially to our subscribers, fucking freeloader. But that's rare. Usually what I have here, I do put out, but I said it on the show. I'm like, I'd rather go to an alt line 6 or 7 plus. It's just Bill said it yesterday. Once you got to get to 8, you just need a lot of things to go right. You need a good start. You need a clean start.
Yep.
You need clean innings. Yeah. You know, things got to go right. You know, just, I hate that anything over 8. So 5.5, I like. All right, Goat, we will see you in the chat, my dude.
Yeah, I did it with Dylan Cease yesterday. All right. Y'all have a good rest of your afternoon.
All right. Later brother.
Y'all take it easy.
I feel like it was breaking out. Was he going to say something?
I don't know.
I don't know. Do we do a raffle now, E, and then do another raffle? How does that work?
Yeah, we can do one and one.
All right. So you can do one now, and if you want to raffle it off. And then I just need you to switch NBA and MLB. We'll bring Aber on now. And get into the NBA stuff. So how does this work? What do you do?
Oh, so I would have to stop this one and then start a new one.
So how should we do? No, you tell me how to do it. I don't even know how this fucking bot works. So do we just do two at once?
We can do one at once. So I think
No, leave it. You could do two at the same time. If we're going to do that, we'll just wait 5 minutes. Yeah. That's going to be easy.
The thing is, though, that less than a third of you guys are in this. So if you want a free week, just type in !! free, and then you're answered. It's free. Like, you don't have to do anything.
I mean, they're not the smartest people. You know, that's just, you got to reward the, it's Darwinism, you know, Darwinism. That's the people who get it. Let's see. Do we have Aber ready?
Not yet. I'll text him.
All right, cool. So if you want, I'll give me 5 minutes then. Let's go through MLB and then we'll bring Aber on after that. So, Bill, what do you like in baseball today? I'm going to give my play out first just because the game's starting at 3:00. So I want people to have time to get this in. My favorite play today from a baseball perspective, obviously the Cardinals didn't come through yesterday. Every single fucking thing else came through yesterday except the goddamn Cardinals. But my favorite play today, I'm going right back to the Giants. I posted it last night for the subscribers at 150. It's up to 160. It's probably going to keep going up. The line doesn't make any sense. They should be, you can put it at 160. I don't think the 150s are still out there. They should be minus 250. For those of you that don't know, I'm a big Logan Webb fan. Not sure I've mentioned that 150 times before, but Logan Webb's on the hill tonight against Freeland. Freeland actually hasn't been that great. The Giants just piss on Colorado. The Giants have won 12 straight games against the Colorado Rockies, 12 straight. So you have history on your side. You have the better team. You have the better pitcher. So I really like this spot. I know it's a little bit of juice, you know, laying the 160 here. You could parlay it with the Yankees or something like that if you want. That's totally fine. But I do like the Giants today, Bill, at 3 o'clock. Not going to be playing a lot of the over stuff unless I see Freeland struggling early. Then we'll start hitting Giants out the gate.
I like it.
All right. What do you like?
Like I said, today I'm sticking with a lot of live betting. You know, I'm looking at a monkey knife fight right now to do a home run parlay. I haven't really quite figured it out yet. I don't know why they don't have a judge in this part of it. Maybe they took the Yankees off and they're in a later showdown, but I don't know. Yeah, so for right now, Tommy, I'm just going to really be live betting today. I don't have anything that I really love. I'm not going to do the Yankees -1.5 again. I got a parlay that I put out for the subscribers, but I'm only going to give that to them. And right now, I really don't have much. Like I said, I'm going to try the live betting today, straight up, see what happens.
What about the Astros -130 or the team total?
No, nope.
Wow, I thought you'd definitely be on that.
Nope.
So going through it right here, just to break it down real quick, Tampa Bay and the Tigers. We already have Tampa Bay in a parlay. They're up 4-0 right now, so you missed that. Like I said, if you want to get Milwaukee at +270, you could stab that right now. Oakland, Minnesota, no interest. Dodgers versus the Diamondbacks, Zach Davies versus Walker Buehler in LA. You have to parlay that. You got to just jam that in. So, I mean, this isn't what you're coming here for, this great expert analysis on this, but Yankees, Dodgers, like literally they're both -270. You're getting it at -116. Just take it. It should be as close to a sure thing as you're going to get in baseball. I mean, the Dodgers are hot. Mookie Betts is on fire. He's the engine that makes that team go. I think he's got 4 homers in his last 5 games or something like that. Huge pitching advantage for Buehler versus Davies and their home. So the Yankees are just on fire right now. They have a huge pitching advantage with Cole versus Lyles. So you're literally looking at the two best teams in baseball with their two best pitchers going against subpar teams with average to worst pitchers. So I know it's not sexy, but just go slam that. I've anchored those to a bunch of different parlays. I have them with the Giants too, that I've put out. Cincinnati, Cleveland, I haven't been touching that fucking either of those teams since we pounded Cincy that day. Houston, Boston. Bill shockingly has no interest in Houston. I guess I have a little bit of interest in Houston here, Bill.
Oh, yeah, they scored a lot of runs yesterday in the one inning. They came up, we hit their team total twice live. Listen, they're gonna put up runs. As of right now, I don't have anything that I love on it.
Yeah, I mean, they've been scoring. I mean, you're looking at fucking, you know, 5, 5, 5, 11, 5, 6, 6, 8, 3, 13 have been their team totals. And we've been jumping on them early in the games once they get the ball rolling, once we know that they're coming out. So don't hate that. Won't make that an official play, but you guys can get on Houston. You can get on the Houston team total. You heard Bryce Wallace talk about the over 5.5 for Pablo Lopez. I don't hate that. No play for me on Philly. Toronto, you could parlay them. I just don't think they're a good enough team to be laying 270 to anyone. So I'm just not even touching them. If anything, I'd probably flirt with the +220 on the other side, take a shot. Bill, did your Mets win today against the Cardinals? Scherzer on the hill?
Of course, 100%.
All right. You no interest in parlaying them?
No. I don't bet the Mets a lot.
Yeah.
I like just like the team. I like the comebacks. I like what they're doing. I like to watch them. Fun team to watch.
Yeah. No interest in Pitt Chicago, no interest in Otani. I don't know. You doing anything with Otani, Bill? Do you think you're going
to
be
maybe tonight? Talk to Rackets on the show, maybe strikeouts, something like that. I don't know yet.
Okay. I may be looking.
I got to see that lineup first.
I may be looking at a K prop there. And then my boy Giolito is on the hill against Greinke. So I will have a play on that game. Just admittedly, I haven't broke down the latest baseball games yet because I spent so much time on the NBA and the early baseball games that we have today. For the subscribers, I'll have a play on that. I'll be leaning, obviously, the White Sox, even though I don't love them. I'm a huge Giolito guy, and I'll be leaning possibly Greinke under on K's. So we'll probably have a play out on that game, but nothing as of now. So that's basically the whole baseball slate as we go. Let me see. There he is. What up, Aber?
What's going on, man? Long time no talk.
What up, Gaper?
It's been a while, man. How you doing?
You ready to gape today?
Oh, yeah, man. Second slate of the year for me on DFS side. I'm stoked, man. Ready.
Let's go. So you said you had a baseball play too, right? What do you have in MLB before we pivot over to basketball?
I got Teoscar Hernandez over 1.5 total bases at +100.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are the people in chat know that I get super serious when it comes to all this shit. So I'm a big pitch data guy. And on top of that, though, I guess let's start out with Marco. Marco's just not missing any bats this year. I mean, his K rate's about 14% to right-handed bats, and that's just a death certificate going up against the Jays by itself. But Teoscar's actually started the year kind of slow. He's got a 244 wOBA against left-handed pitching this year. He had a 474 wOBA last year, so I expect that to definitely balance out at some point. But Marco's 24% cutters to right-handed hitters, and Teoscar's got over a 500 ISO and over a 500 wOBA against the pitch. So I like him over bases. I like his RBI. He's going to be probably my dong pick for the night. So I like him quite a bit tonight.
All right, Teoscar Hernandez, you got that? You got that, Ev?
Yep.
All right, awesome. So now let's go to the NBA, Aber. So we looked at the series. Any comments or anything on the series that we saw, not in the Heat necessarily versus Boston the other night, the conclusion since we last spoke about the series that are coming up? What's your take on this Heat-Boston matchup, the Warriors-Memphis, and anything that surprised you from last series, whether it was Harden shit in the bed or whatever?
I mean, we got a pretty big track record of Harden just being trash in the playoffs, so that kind of isn't a big surprise there. We all kind of expected the Heat to win that one. I expected the 76ers to kind of hang around, and honestly, they probably shouldn't have anyway. So that one wasn't really surprising. But I was on the Bucks side, though, man. As I said, I gave you and Bill Rupp some props on the Celtics. I did think that the Bucks were going to edge that out. And if you actually watch the whole series, they could have got swept, man. I mean, the Horford tip at the buzzer that didn't count could have ended that game. The first game they gave away as well, too. So, I mean, it potentially could have been a sweep. So, I think Boston was definitely the better team there. Bucks were missing Middleton, so.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. With Middleton, it's totally different. Yeah, it's a totally different series with Middleton. I mean, the thing I was shocked – I mean, I said before the playoffs I hated the Suns. I didn't want the Suns in anything. That's the reason I liked Memphis so much, because I thought they only had to get through Golden State and they could walk to the finals. Unfortunately, they ran into Golden State and no one else knocked them off. But the Mavericks coming out and fucking what teams were thumping at home, that I understand. Then the Mavericks go dump them by 30 in Phoenix. What was your take on that?
Yeah, that's I'm excited to watch the Mavericks, man. I became everybody's kind of a Luka fan. I mean, when you watch the guy play, he's incredible to watch. But just watching him through the playoffs and what he's done, like, this guy doesn't get enough credit, man. He's going to be probably a front runner for MVP next year for me. I mean, he's at that point in his career where he's taken that leap. And they match up really well against Golden State, man. I'm super excited to watch the series. Luka is really, really – like, so Golden State likes to play small, and Dallas wants to play small. Dallas is going to shoot a ton of threes. Golden State wants to shoot a ton of threes. So generally what Golden State does is Golden State forces you to play their kind of game and beat you at it because they're better. Well, they're actually – I think they've met their match here this series, and they're going to play a team that wants to play how they want to play. And it's probably going to be the team that knocks out more threes is going to be the one that wins, to be honest with you. But Luka's also really good at switching onto bad defenders. And Golden State definitely has a couple of them. Like, I think Klay's taking a step back on the defensive side. Curry is no defensive phenom, and Poole is a defensive liability. So with Luka at the key switching on and off like that, I think he's going to find his way in front of Poole quite a bit, and I think he's going to abuse Poole this series. And I don't know what Golden State's going to do about it, to be honest with you. I might force him to maybe play big, and we might see some more Kevon Looney lines instead of the Poole lines with the three guard set that they like to run.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think this is going to be a very interesting series. Everyone thinks Warriors just run away with it. I do not think that they just run away with it. I actually like the Warriors a lot better versus the Suns. You know, with that big body Ayton underneath, I think they just could have just ate him up and sped up and down the court on him. This is going to be fun, man. This is going to be a very good series. What are you looking at from an angle as far as, you know, prop perspective? Where are you going to try and exploit this tonight?
The big one I want to get on early is going to be Draymond Green. So last game, we seen a Draymond Green that we hadn't seen in the entire playoffs, and he was insanely aggressive. He was rushing the ball up the court. He was scoring in transition like a madman. Like, he looked like his old self. Steve Kerr had a lot to say about it too after the game, that we love to see Draymond play more aggressive. We're going to push him to play more aggressive, and we need more of that from Draymond going forward. So I think that that's kind of paving the way for us to see a little bit more shooting from Draymond, a little bit more pushes up the court and stuff like that. And right now his points props at 7.5 and his points, rebounds, and assists at 22.5. I'm personally on both. I'm giving out the points, rebounds, and assists, because I think 22.5 is just too low. I mean, if he – we know that he's – when he's on his game, he's a triple-double threat pretty much every night. And, I mean, if he can find his way to 10 to 12 points and, like I said, 8 assists, 10 rebounds, like, he's smashing that number. Like, absolutely smashing it.
Usually all you're worried about is the points, right? Like, that's
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Kerr's pushing him to be more aggressive. So if he's going to get pushed to be more aggressive, and he can crush that 7.5 points, like, he's going to sail over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists for me. Yeah, so that's a big one for me.
I like that. So I have a couple plays I'm going to give out in a minute that I know for fact that I'm going to be slamming. I do have a couple that I wanted your take on. So the Dinwiddie, talk to me about his matchup, his situation. I know he's torched them the last two times they played each other. I think he had 17 and 24 points in each of those games. His player props at like 11 and change.
I like his points a lot, 11 and a half.
I have him there. I see this being a situation where he's probably so you saying that Doncic is going to end up on Poole is basically you're saying that's not going to be the matchup. Doncic is going to find his way onto Poole, right?
Yes,
I was seeing Poole probably getting a little bit of Dinwiddie there, where Dinwiddie could kind of expose him and Curry. I don't see them putting any elite defender on Dinwiddie, right?
No, not at all. He's going to be the one that probably gets overlooked. The only thing with Dinwiddie, though, is Dinwiddie's a big driver. So a lot of his points end at the basket. And where Golden State does thrive defensively is at the rim. I mean, between Draymond and Looney, they're probably two of the best front court defenders in the league. So that's a little worrisome. But, I mean, if Dinwiddie's knocking down his shots, I mean, 11.5 is pretty low for me. I like it.
Seems pretty okay. So that was the one. I mean, I'm pretty confident the other ones. I like Curry. I'm going to be playing a lot of his assist props based on some stuff I was looking at here. And I like Doncic first quarter. I'm assuming that's some shit that you're obviously on board with. But Dinwiddie was the one that I have it down for just a small play, and I might up it a little bit. So what do you like better, Dinwiddie's 11.5 points or 17.5 PRA?
Probably the points for me.
Right, just the points.
Yeah, because they're, like I said, when Golden State does run that three guard set, you're going to see probably quite a bit of Luka, Brunson, Dinwiddie out there too at the same time as well too, and you're going to get that small ball lineup. They were actually running Dorian Finney-Smith at the five last series quite a bit as well too, and that's a way that they can get away from Kleber and Powell and run that lineup, and that's an insanely good shooting line and an insanely good defensive line. I actually think I'd have to double check it, but I actually think that was the that was the best offensive rated starting lineup in the entire playoffs so far. I'd have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I see.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So all right. I'm glad you're co-signing that. All right, Aber, anything else before we let go?
No, I think we're good, man.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate you. We'll be gaping in the chat today with fucking cum-ridden donuts all over the place.
Later, boy.
All right, man. All right. See you guys.
See you later. All right, Bill Rupp, what do you like in this NBA before I break down breakdown?
I love Dinwiddie. Looking for a same game parlay now. I want to try to take Dinwiddie, some type of like points, like 10 plus or his prop, parlayed with a over a half a steal from Klay Thompson.
Okay.
Because Klay Thompson's steal is -200. So if I can get Dinwiddie at 10 plus and that over half a steal, parlay them together, I'm going to love that.
Hold on. Let me tell you what it is right now. Klay Thompson, record one steal. So you're at +109. Dinwiddie, 10 points. Thompson, one steal, +109.
Love
that. All right. Throw that on the sheet. I like that too. While we're on steals, I'll give you I am very interested. So let me just see. Let me see where we're at on the likes. 137. All right. Not baddie. They fucking woke up a little bit.
Woke up.
All right. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 bets that I'm giving out in this one game alone to the subscribers today. I have two max bets. I have a couple medium-sized bets, and then I have a +280, a +925, and a +637. So I'm going to keep the big plus money ones for the subscribers. I'm going to keep that off. Because you did well today, I'm going to give you both the max bets, and then we'll see what kind of mood I'm feeling. And after that, so we talked about Dinwiddie over 11.5. I like that. The first max bet that I'm going in here, and I'm scaling into this pretty heavy, is Luka Doncic over 9.5 first quarter points. Okay. Obviously, they're on the road here. Me and Bill have talked. We debated it on the show. I know Luka is a killer. right? There's not many killers left in the NBA. That's why he's still around and other teams better than them aren't, because he's a serial killer. He's going to go into this game and know that he needs to set the tone in this game against the team. And you just heard Aber talk about it. He's amazing at exploiting your weaknesses on defense. He finds his way onto players that shouldn't be guarding him. You see it all game. Why is this guy on Doncic right now? It's not a coincidence. He's good at doing that. So, and there are weak spots with Curry and other guys on this team right now. So Luka so far in the four road games during the playoffs has actually scored 12, 11, 14, and 14. So 12, 11, 14, and 14 in the four road games against Phoenix. And he's 9.5 today. We put it out last night. I got 9.5 minus 120. I put it out early last night, late last night, early this morning. You might see 10.5. Keep in mind, he hasn't gone under that the whole Phoenix series. I still am okay with 10.5. I wouldn't make it a max bet at that point. But a hunt down a 9.5 first quarter points if you have that. That's definitely a play for me. It's a strong play. I'm really, really like that play for sure. Another play I'm looking at here is weird. You're not going to find a single person on the planet giving this out. Everyone's going to be getting betting Curry, betting fucking Doncic in every way possible. I do have a Curry play that has nothing to do with him scoring. Okay. So I have Curry over 10.5 rebounds and assists. You could also bet the Curry over assists straight. Basically, Curry in this matchup, I see this being an opportunity where they are going to be, it is going to be a fast paced game. Curry plays all 12 minutes in the first quarter when he's starting. So you're going to get a full first quarter run. So I do like a first quarter assists also of over 1.5, but Curry likes to get everyone else involved early and then he comes on. So his 10.5 is retarded. In four games versus Dallas this year, he's actually had 14, 14, 16, and 14 rebounds and assists. His assists alone have been 9, 10, 9, and 9. Now, granted, some of those games were without Draymond. I think one or two of those games were without Klay. So you don't have the really 10-plate lineup to look at here. But 5.5 assists for Curry seems pretty low. But I'm actually just going to take the 10.5 rebounds and assists. Because shockingly, he's never had less than 4 rebounds against the Mavericks, and the Mavericks aren't going to play big. So you're going to see a lot of the smaller guys who normally don't get that many rebounds get involved. So I love Curry over 10.5 rebounds and assists. I think he ends up with about 8 or 9 assists and 4 or 5 rebounds. So I think we should cruise through that, Bill.
Well, listen, I like it. You broke it down to me this morning. Sounds great.
Yeah, not to mention he averages 10% more assists at home than on the road. So he averages about 6.5 assists at home. So literally 4 rebounds, and you're over the number there if he gets a 7 assists. Anything else on this game, Billy, looking at? Who think wins this series? What do you think?
Well, I think the Warriors win, but Cuban is in the faction. Cuban is the faction, so they might be, this is their year. It's too, they've gone too far now to stop them. I mean, he did it. This is how exactly how Cuban won before. It was a year where anyone basically could win, and Dirk dominated the playoffs, right? He yeah. single-handedly won that series by himself, the playoffs by himself. And this is just exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Luka had 27 points at the half, and then fucking Suns had 27 points at the half. So he's doing the same thing Dirk did. Dirk was in the fucking audience the other day at the game, or in the fucking stands. You think that's a coincidence?
Right.
I think not. It's all coming together.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love that you're on the conspiracy angle for this, because I was telling you, fucking, listen, this is Mark Cuban faction, faux show. Evan, you have some question marks there. What was that? What was the line?
Yeah, what's the line there?
What was the line on that, Bill, that I told you on Klay Thompson and Dinwiddie? Plus 112. I got it right here. I still got it up on my screen. So plus 112. All right, for that. As far as hockey tonight, let me throw a play in for Ghost. I just
Calgary?
Texted. Yeah, he's actually on the Flames. Ghost is on the Flames tonight. That's good to
wow.
know. My La Flama Blanca here.
My team's playing. Rangers. My Rangers versus I guess, didn't Hoffman like the Hurricanes at the beginning of the season?
Hoffman's a Hurricane fan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the Hurricanes are doing some shady shit. They're not letting any Ranger fans buy tickets to the fucking game. If your credit card doesn't come back to an address and Carolina, you can't buy a ticket to the game per their Ticketmaster. How crazy is that?
How is that legal?
I don't know how it's legal either.
I mean, that's insane. How does every
team? Absolutely insane.
How does every team? I mean, maybe that'll explain why they were winning games 5-1 at home and losing 5-1 on the road.
When you go on Ticketmaster to their site, a little disclaimer pops up. If your credit card does not match the address to North Carolina, you cannot purchase a ticket.
I mean, not even like South Carolina? Not like Georgia? Like they can't get
listen. First
I figured they'd go everywhere down.
North Carolina is Carolina. North Carolina is South Carolina. It's a different state, bro. They don't want you. No, they probably, I think it's just New York, honestly.
Wow. That's interesting. That's full faction action right there. That's faction Jackson right there. Flames, I do like. I love. Ghost loves it more. That's all that matters. So, you know, I got my Flames future, so I'm hoping they keep advancing. I think they got a great draw here versus Edmonton. So I do think this is good. That Rangers series is going to be amazing, and I know Ghost is going to have some plays on it coming up. So get over, signed up, 4DPest.com. And get all our plays for all the hockey games. Ghost is up like fucking 40-something units in like a fucking round and a half. So you're crazy not to. Evan, who we got winning the raffle over here?
All right. You guys did really well today on the likes and everything. I'm very impressed.
I did. Awesome.
See? Just sometimes you just got to smack them a little bit. Everyone calls me mean, Evan. They say I'm mean and I'm angry all the time. Well, I wouldn't have to be angry if I walked in and at fucking 220, there's 112 likes.
Tough love.
You know, sometimes you got to fucking babysit these kids. That's why I can't have kids, dude. I would beat the shit out of my kids if I had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I would hold. I'd fucking. The back of my hand would have calluses if I had kids.
Your kid would be like the kid who shot up Buffalo. That would be your kid.
No, my kid would be fucking like very respectful, like a fucking military drill sergeant when he walks out. He would meet Evan and be like, "How you doing, sir? Nice to meet you. Pleasure." You know, like
that. Whether that rat bastard was on his way to New Jersey next.
I wish he would have fucking showed up.
I would have
Let him fucking show up here. Stay your ass up in Buffalo where all the fucking weirdos are. Sorry, Rackets. But yeah. If my kid came over, he's like, "Daddy, I just knocked the lamp over." Smack. Say, teach kids.
Okay.
Just a quick one. Not even like a. You don't wind it up, right? I'm not going to go fucking this. If you go thumb to ear, that's a problem. You just give him swatting a fly. Smack. Get out of here, you fucking little stupid jerk off. Okay, Evan, carry on.
All right. So the first winner, we're going to pick it right now. First one is KP Fantasy. KP Fantasy, you're the winner of 1 week.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Free Week at 4D.
DM me your Night Ghost Discord, Instagram, Twitter, Carrier Pigeon, whatever it is. DM us.
Send a raven.
We'll get y'all set up.
Carrier Pigeon is awesome.
Carrier, maybe dude, KP. Maybe he's misspelling carrier, and it is Carrier Pigeon. He's using the
KP. Possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Never know.
Conspiracy.
All right. What else we got?
Next one. Samsuki 5.
Samsuki 5. That's a cool name. That sounds like a new video game.
It sounds Japanese.
It's Samsuki 5 on PlayStation.
Oh, fuck.
Right? That'd be a good one. All right, Samsuki 5 and KP Fantasy, welcome to the party. So when you do get that, Night Ghost and Evan will help you get signed up. They'll get you logged in. You'll have a free week. If you don't like it, fucking you can take off. But make sure what you should do when you do get there, sign up for the Discord. So if you don't have the Discord app, make sure to download the Discord app and at least turn on notifications. Come in to chat. Say what's up. Everyone's here. Half the subscriber base is in here watching throughout the day.
Let me put out a little disclaimer.
Oh, shit.
If you're in a Discord chat, right, and a guy says that he's going to go shoot people up and kill them, you may want to tell someone.
That's true. That is true. Even if it happens in our Discord, we advise them.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Yeah.
If anyone in the Discord,
I say that I'm going to storm the fucking ShopRite tomorrow. Tell somebody. All right.
Yeah. So if you do see someone saying they're going to smack their kid because they're acting up, that's fine. Shooting up schools and shopping malls is not fine.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Tell
somebody.
If you
see something, say something. Right, Bill?
A whole Discord full of people.
I mean, that's amazing. It's literally amazing.
Huh? I just went.
I said every one of those people should be arrested. Everyone that was in that Discord should be arrested.
Supermarket and checked it out, guys. I'm going to go in through the front. I'm going to nail 8 people, and I'm going to drive away.
Everyone in that Discord should be arrested. They should be brought up on charges.
Insane, bro.
Everyone. If you knew that and you didn't say anything, you should be brought up on charges. You're an accomplice. All right, Bill. Final words.
Have a good weekend. We'll be back Friday. Collect on Monday.
Have a good weekend on Wednesday, Bill says. Evan.
Yeah, listen, my weekend just started today.
I mean, you're going to see him Friday. Why are you wishing him a good
weekend? I like to start the weekend now. Why not? I can't start the weekend early.
What are you, iconic? You don't know what day it is?
I know exactly what day it is. I said, I'll see you Friday, but I'm going to start the weekend now.
Go on, Evan.
Absolutely fantastic job smashing the like button today. We need to keep it up because once football season comes around, there's 500 people in here. We're going to want 500 likes. So 100.
Oh, my doorbell just rang. Someone's at my door. Let's end the show. Hurry up.
Get out of here. All right. By the way, this is the first show in a long time. We have more likes than current watching at the end of the show. So good for that. Bill, good luck. Stay cashing, everyone. Give it to us, Bill.
Let's go.